The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One of our moms, you know, she called. She doesn't want to be on the radio, though, because she the kids listen and her ex listens. Everybody listens. So she just wants some advice. Got to exchange children through court order. It is her weekend. She gets along relatively well with her ex. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, not friends or anything, but they're cool with each other.
They're cordial.
They're very cordial. DJ Automatic, thank you for that. And her son, who is 7, said to her, I want to be with my dad this Easter weekend.
Oh.
He has a ranch, and they do a lot of stuff on the ranch. They have eggs, and you know what I mean?
Like, it's hard to compete with the ranch.
I know. Going to the rancho.
Especially on an Easter weekend.
Well, how about mom? Mom is greater than horse and cow. And so her feelings are hurt.
Yeah, but she's got to understand that he's a 7-year-old kid and he has the chance to go hang out with his dad and everybody for Easter on the ranch versus staying at his mom's house. I'm sorry. Mom might have to take the L on this one.
Otto, that is so cold-blooded.
How is it cold-blooded?
If it was you...
Put your kid first.
If the shoe was on the other foot, you'd just be like, ah, go ahead.
One less mouth to feed.
No, that is such a lie. That is such a lie. She's hurt. She said that she felt like her heart was breaking. She said, Dana, the blood left my face. You know when you just...
Man.
Because her...
Yeah.
That's her baby boy.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And like, this is the cold reality of co-parenting. Is like these tough decisions that you have to make. And I'm sure she wants to be there for the Easter egg hunt and everything like that, too. I just feel as if Easter, it's a holiday. I feel like if you're going to do this, then Christmas, Thanksgiving time and Halloween time, which seems like a fun time to be a parent. You could have those holidays for you and, you know, just accept this. There's really nothing you can do. If that's where he wants to go, let him go.
Anthony, this is Jesus come back. Like, come on. This is as big a holiday as Christmas. And it's not even that. It's the fact that the little boy is telling her, hey, I'd rather spend time with my dad. Maybe you don't understand that because you don't have children. An automatic, I can't believe how callous you were with that because you have a daughter and you've helped raise my 2 daughters, the 3 children that have been in your life.
And can we've gone through this and we got past it. It happens. It's part of co-parenting. And I don't think the mom should take it so personally. It's a little kid.
How can you not take it personally? I'd rather be with your dad than you.
Yeah, but it's his dad. He's a little boy. He wants to hang out. He wants to have a relationship with him, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
He gets to the next weekend. He gets to the following
weekend. Well, then they should just switch. She can have him the next weekend.
There's no eggs that day. Automatic in the pictures, the Easter bunny.
Does she get Christmas and Thanksgiving and all those other ones?
It depends on those weekends. She's not going to say, hey, stay with me Christmas if it's his dad's weekend.
I mean, does she have a pony at her house? Because I'm sure they got a pony at the ranch.
They have.
It's funny, but she needs to get, like, she needs to be more fun. Apparently, that's what's going on here.
Oh,
to go have, that's where the fun's at. It's at the dad's
ranch. I'm sure all the cool cousins are over at dad's house. They probably get to run wild. I'm sorry. I'm voting for dad on this one.
You know, I've been pushing back a lot, but I did. Here's what I wrote back to her. I said to her that I think she should let him go. I think that she should say, okay, mijo, you can go to spend the weekend with your dad only because he wants to. And she shouldn't make him feel badly for being honest with how he feels. She has not told him, oh my gosh, I can't believe you. Or she said she just stayed quiet. And she said, okay, let's talk about it. And she didn't bring it up after. And so she's been waiting for us to talk about this. I know you're hurt. And you're right, Automatic. I've been through it where my daughter said, I'm going to go with my dad. And told me it's more fun at my dad's.
I remember when Stasia went through that and she was like, I'm going to my dad's. I'm going to spend all summer there. 1 week passed and she came back.
She said, Mom, fly
me home. There's nothing to eat.
I mean, as Dana pointed out earlier, I don't have any children, but I've literally lived this kid's life my whole life growing up since I came from, you know, my parents were separated.
Blended
I'll tell
family,
you what,
my mom
would just be happy that my dad wanted to be around on a holiday. So I think, like, I'm not trying to say that she should be happy because the dad's participating. But, you know, there's a lot of women out there who are like, well, at least he wants to pick the son up and he's open to bringing him.
Anthony, don't do that. He didn't get a cookie for doing what he's supposed to do. OK, that is not the point. But the point is don't make your child feel guilty for sharing his true feelings with you. You'll get past this, Mom. And I promise you, he appreciates you as much as he does his father.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man, and I'm right here smoking a fat one with my girl Dana Cortez on the best morning show there is.
I was working out in the gym, and the man next to me, his phone was blowing up. I mean, the dings, the dings, the dings, to the point that he apologized. He said, I'm so sorry, my ex won't leave me alone. And I thought, oh my gosh, and I said, it's okay, it's all right. Kept going off. He finally says, I'm done with this. Does something to the phone, and he says, I blocked her. I apologized once again. I said, all right, we good. You know, I'm on the elliptical.
On your behalf?
Yes, because Otto, I'm not exaggerating. It probably went off every 2 minutes for 40 minutes. She is just blowing this man up, okay? So then there's silence, and I'm on the elliptical. He's on the treadmill running. He's doing his thing. And then the phone starts blowing up again. She started using someone else's phone to text him and call him. And then she leaves a message, a voicemail. I hear the ding go off. I said, oh, my God, this woman called and left like a four-minute voice message. They're like 78 years old.
What?
This couple. Well, the man is anyway, 78, 80 years old. Very fit. Don't get me wrong. Jerome was very fit. This is his name. He introduced himself to me.
Of course he did. Well, this grandpa doesn't have good intentions. He's trying
I was going to say, he might be laying groundwork for you.
That's what I think he's doing here.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
He's trying to play off this fake girlfriend that's blowing him up. He's like, look how desired I am.
No. This is not a fake girlfriend. This woman is his ex-wife. So Jerome says she believes her own lies. She's such a liar. She believes her own lies. And I said, Jerome,
hold on. How much did you guys talk?
A lot.
Now it feels like you guys are okay. Here we go.
A lot, because he's completely embarrassed. The man's turning beet red, you know, and he keeps blocking, whatever the case is. I said, Jerome, how long have you been separated? He said, 13 years. I said, Jerome, you know why your ex keeps calling you and texting you? Because you keep answering, sir.
Are you sure he's just not her emergency contact and she was reaching out for some type of...
No, absolutely not.
All right.
He kept going on. This woman, you know, she believes her own lies. She's such a good liar. I don't know if she's lying or not. And she keeps calling. And then I said, Jerome, 13 years later, I mean, what's going on here? And he said, well, truth be told, Dana, she's a beautiful woman. I said, Jerome.
Hello.
Toxic. Oh, toxic.
Jerome's putting it down still. Okay, I get it.
Toxic. I thought, in my mind, I always thought you reach a certain age and the toxicity, the toxico just goes away, right? You're mature enough to understand.
Obviously not.
No, all hope gone.
Yeah,
after
dude.
Watching Jerome and I didn't even ask him what his ex-wife's name was. I'm going to ask next time.
I seen my grandma grill her boyfriend at the time about the woman at the bingo hall.
What happened, Anthony?
She says, hey, whose dabber are you using over there?
Yeah.
I seen you grab Margaret's dabber a couple times. So I just think, you know, you could be toxic until the day you go. You know, that's just the way you live your life. And Jerome obviously has not stopped playing since the 90s, and he's going to keep it going.
Jerome likes it.
Yeah.
Anyone who
Jerome needs companionship, okay? And there's nothing wrong with some companionship. I'm on Jerome's side. If he likes to keep that around and still likes to shop around, good for Jerome. You only live one life.
No, it's not good. How is he supposed to move on and find somebody else when he's still entertaining the ex-wife?
Why move on?
I have a feeling Jerome's entertaining many women.
Yeah, she's just the one in the, I don't know what you call a stable that old. I don't think
she's in the DMs. No, that's what she's doing. She's sliding into the DMs now.
Also, hey, I'm kind of proud that they could slide into DMs and they're able to use this much technology. My grandma can't do that.
Well, what happened with Jerome? He didn't ask you for your number, did he?
No, automatic, he didn't. But he did walk me to the elevator.
Of course he did.
Oh, yeah.
Rode the elevator up with me.
I was laying groundwork. I knew it.
Jerome is a gentleman from London. Student.
Even more. I mean, he has an accent, too.
He does.
I need to get back there.
You do. Come on home, baby. Come on home.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Shoplifters have done it again. They have stolen $55,000 worth of Lululemon leggings. Which
It's like four leggings.
Teach automatic, seriously.
Bought a lot of them for my daughter.
Leggings.
They're expensive.
God, no. They are so expensive. This is insane because this is the third time that this ring of thieves has set up different stores. It's happening all over, and they do it at the same time. And so it's organized thievery.
They call it a flash mob on the story that I read.
A flash mob?
DJ
Automatic, I gotta say something. When I hear flash mob, I think dancing, fun. This is no bueno. This is not fun.
Well, they danced right out of that store with all that stuff.
They did. So obviously they're going under, selling it in the black market? Is there a legging black market now?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's all over Facebook Marketplace. I can imagine. Or somewhere. Like, you can find them somewhere. Those would be easy to get off.
Brand new Lululemon.
There's going to be all new Lululemon everywhere.
Right at the flea market. Yeah. No, you're right. No, I don't know. How do you sling stolen Lululemon? It doesn't make sense to me. Maybe Poshmark? Who's doing this? No, you have to be very organized to sell $55,000 worth.
There's a secret
of
organization of soccer moms that they distribute.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I don't want to.
They're sitting there with their Stanley Cups behind the computer.
I don't want to confess too much, but I was in high school, and I remember I had my friend Ashley in my algebra class, and her mom had a friend who always got clothes.
Half price.
Yes.
Half Everybody price. Had a friend who that had clothing was, that was half
so,
price.
Yeah, I feel like I there is a market for it. As crazy as it is, yeah, I remember my friend Ashley always showed up.
We must not contribute to these things, even though back in the day we might have.
That's where I'm a little
grown up now. Man, we're not doing Anthony. No,
can't condone that kind of stuff.
You cannot, and it hurts the economy. It hurts everybody because then the stores start shutting down, and the people that
lose their jobs.
Yes, and the people that you know in that area and restaurants, it really is a horrible trickle down effect. So let's do something. Look, if you can't afford Lululemon, buy the knockoffs. I didn't know about the knockoffs. Jessie Watt hooked me up yesterday. She sent me all the links to the sort of like Lululemon, but not the price tag. Do you have a problem with that? Because
no. Why? I mean, especially because it's probably the same thing.
You say that, okay? But the other day, I don't remember who bought what, but Otto's like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to go spend money too. Walked into a very bougie store and bought a pair of pants just like five other pair he has at home and spent $200 on one pair of pants.
And then was shamed by my wife for days on days, and so I took them back.
It didn't even start with me. You said you walked in to this very high-end store, and the woman said, oh, you're buying another pair just like the one you're wearing. She noticed.
When I went back to the store, I literally said, I'm bringing these back, and I said, this is my wife. She's baking me, and she goes, good.
I knew it. She said, I knew you'd be back. And we got him a shirt and some shoes and something else, because who spends $200 on a pair of pants you already have?
Somebody who's got it.
Not us. That's why we went back to the store and got three things instead of one.
Those sound like emotional support pants.
Right? He needed them in that moment.
I kind of miss those pants. Never even wore them. They like had the sentimental value to me because it was me defying my wife just to go out there and buy those pants.
For a whole 2 days, and we're right back at the store. All right.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Gabriel Iglesias. It's Fluffy. Yes, it is. And you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, the best morning show in the world,
en todo el mundo.